Well, how you doing, 316 Church? You doing okay today? You know what's good about today? Since there's one service, I get to preach twice as long. Can I get an amen? Can I get it? You know, if I usually preach, 30, 40 minutes in one, 30, 40 minutes, that means I get to preach over an hour today, right? Bring it. Somebody said, bring it. I don't think you're ready for that. Oh, man. You know what? I'm so excited to be here. I'm excited to do this outdoor service. How many of you like when we push you out of your comfort zones? Is that okay? Is that good? It's not as comfy. I know the chairs aren't as fluffy as the ones inside. I know there's no AC, but it's a beautiful day, don't you think? It is a beautiful day. I think it turned out to be perfect for today. Well, we're going to be reading from Scripture. Today's sermon series is going to start our sermon series for the rest of the year, and it's called One. You've heard of it. We've been talking about it. We've been telling you about this one sermon series. And if you haven't heard, our goal in this sermon series is to communicate and illustrate. It's one thing to communicate about a topic, but it's another thing to illustrate it by uniting together in unity. We want to communicate what it truly means to be one body. Somebody say one body. Somebody say one mind. Somebody say one spirit. Somebody say one father. And we are one community here at 316 Church. So the best way to illustrate that, wouldn't you agree, is for us to have Victory Sunday every Sunday. Amen? So that's what we're doing. For those of you who've been around, you know that Victory Sunday is our annual celebration that we do every year, combining both services. We decided to do Victory Sunday every Sunday. That means we're going to celebrate. I want you to come and bring it and celebrate with us every Sunday. Well, we're going to get into the Word right now. We're going to be in John 17. We don't have physical handouts for you today for obvious reasons, but we do want you to go to the YouVersion Bible app. You can follow along, get the notes there, click events, click 316 Church, and you will see all of the notes for today. We're going to be in John 17. And I made it easy for you. If you have a blank page in front of you, or you're taking notes on your phone, today's points are going to be pretty easy to write down. So John 17:3 is where I'm reading from. And I love this verse. Oh my goodness, I love this verse so much. And I want you to even go home and meditate on this verse. It says this: now this is eternal life. Somebody say, now this. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And we're going to keep reading in John 17, and we're going to get deeper. A great chapter in the Bible. Would you pray with me as we open up? Lord God, thank you for bringing us together as a community. Thank you, Lord God, for this oneness. As I look around and I see all of these beautiful, smiling, loving faces all around, Lord, I'm reminded of your goodness. I'm reminded, Lord, that you have called us to do life together. I'm reminded that you've called us to be a community that changes our community, Lord God. That changes our city. You have called us to do great things, and Lord, we will do great things in your name. So today, Lord, I pray that these words would be yours and not mine. And everybody said, amen. Let me try that again. And everybody said, we're outside. There's no echo. And everybody said, amen. There you go. There you go. John 17:3, now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Does everybody know what holiday it is today? It's a great Christian holiday. Reformation. Did you know that? Today is actually a Reformation holiday. In 1517, Martin Luther actually began the Reformation and began to preach the message not of faith and salvation through works, but salvation through grace. How many of you love the grace of God? Today is actually, I think he might have done that on purpose. You know, the world is celebrating one thing, and he wants to celebrate something else. Grace through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I'm going to tell you, we do have something to celebrate today. We do have something to celebrate. And I'm just gonna tell you, I don't like to give the devil a day. He don't deserve a day. He won't have a day. It's Jesus Day every day, all day, 365 days a year. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So the enemy don't deserve a day. Excuse my English. That's not proper grammar, I know. The enemy doesn't deserve a day. Now, as we dig into today's scripture, now this is eternal life. I want you to do me a favor real quick, whether you close your eyes or you just think about it. I want you to imagine your eternal life right now. Imagine it. What does your eternal life look like? What does it sound like? What are you experiencing? I mean, think about it real quick. I mean, if you believe in Jesus and if you accepted him into your heart today or before, you probably thought about what eternity looks like. What does your eternity look like? What does eternal life look like? And here's the challenging thing. I think that, and I'm just going to press on you today. Is that okay? I'm gonna challenge you today. You want to be challenged, Pastor Jacob? You're the only one. I think that sometimes our perspective of eternal life is different. How many of you thought of streets of gold, pearly gates, mansion? Can I tell you that your eternal life has less to do with you than you think? Can I just point back to Scripture? Now this is eternal life. Somebody say, now this is eternal life. It doesn't say streets of gold and mansions and pearly gates. It says that they know you. That they know you. And so growing up, that was my picture. I pictured what it would look like. I pictured what it would feel like. I pictured what it would experience. Was I going to get a big mansion? Did God prepare a really nice place for me? Until I read this verse right here, and I realized that my eternal life is less about me than I thought. Your eternal life is about Jesus. Your eternal life is about spending time with God the Father. Your eternal life is not about what you will experience. It's about who you will experience. Do you understand that? This is eternal life, that they know you. And when you know God, everything makes sense. When you know God, you are filled to your fullest. There is no lack in you. When you know God, his love and his grace and the life that he gives you is all that you need for eternity. Is there an amen? Contrary to popular opinion, it's not about beautiful streets of gold as it is as much about discovering the beauty of God. I'm sorry to break it to you, but it's not about where you will dwell. It's about whom you will dwell with. I think that some of us have grossly underestimated our eternal life. Wouldn't you agree? We've grossly underestimated because we think that it's about things. We think it's about what we will see, not who we will see. We think about it's about what we will experience, not who we will experience. We think all of these things, and we've grossly underestimated what our eternal life will look like. And here's my thing. Why is eternal life significant to me? And what does that look like? I truly think that the depths of who God is, how much we have to discover him, it will take an entire eternity for us to fully understand God. And I think that that's why he invites us into that eternal life. So number one, I want you to know this, that we have one vision here at 316 Church. This is not a vision statement. I'm actually simplifying our vision statement. We have one vision, and the vision is eternal life. We have one vision, eternal life. I want you to write that down. One vision, eternal life. Because I'm going to tell you, if your vision is not eternal, it's too small. If your vision is not eternity bound, if your vision is not eternity based, it is too small. You see, my vision is eternal. My vision is about eternal life. It's about the life that I will live outside of this life. It's about the life that God gives me. He doesn't just give me life today. He gives me eternal life forever. One vision, eternal life. I want you to know our mission too here. Because if he's given us one vision for eternal life, can I tell you, everything that I think and everything that I say, in every conversation that I have, I'm going to think about it. I'm going to communicate with eternity in mind. Amen? With eternity in mind. Because if you're not communicating and if you're not talking, if you're not acting with eternity in mind, then you're doing things for the here and now and the today. And although we have things to do and we have tasks to accomplish and we have goals to achieve, I'm going to tell you, nothing compares to having the eternal vision that God has for your life. And if we have an eternal vision, if I keep my eyes forward and if I keep my eyes ahead, I'm going to tell you, then God will reveal to me and God will reveal to you that there is one mission. See, one vision is eternal life, but one mission is to make disciples. And that's what we're here about at 316 Church. So point number two, one mission is to make disciples. In fact, John 17, verse 18, same chapter. If you just skip ahead, verse 18 says this: "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." Now remember, this is Jesus praying. This is Jesus talking. And what does Jesus say? "As you have sent me, Father God, I have sent them into the world." Now, let's just stick here for a minute. If Jesus was sent into the world by God, I feel like that's a pretty important thing to do, right? Like, there was something that was happening in our world. There was something that was happening in that time. There was a master plan of God to send Jesus from heaven to earth. Amen? How many of you believe that was the greatest mission of all time, right? You know, we're talking about mission. Okay, God, what are you going to do for me? What is my assignment? God, what is my mission? Well, let me tell you what Jesus' mission was: to come from heaven to earth, to go to the cross of Calvary as an atonement for our sins, and to die on the cross and to rise again. How many of you could say mission? Now that was mission. Now that was assignment. Now that was the greatest mission and the greatest assignment of all time. Would you agree? Well, I think there's also implications for us, though. Because if you read Scripture, you can actually see that Jesus is saying, "As you have sent me, God, to come from heaven to earth, die on the cross, and rise again, as you have sent me on mission, I'm sending them on mission as well." You understand, if Jesus was on the greatest mission of all time, the greatest assignment of all time, we can also say that Jesus has sent us to continue that mission. You understand, it's the most important thing. If we have an eternal vision for what God has for us, then that means that we must carry on the mission of Jesus. What is the mission of Jesus? Well, we just talked about it. But what is your mission? What is your assignment? And I'm just going to simplify it today, is to make disciples. You know what? Jesus is ascending to heaven after he rises again, and he calls the disciples forward, and he says, all authority in heaven has been given to me. Go and make disciples of all nations. This is called the Great Commission, and he commissions us out to do just that. Jesus saying, "God, as you have sent me, I am sending them." How many of you have asked sometime in your life, "God, what is my purpose?" Right? God, what is my purpose? God, what is my mission? God, what is my assignment? And one of my favorite things to tell you is, you know, you have three purposes in life. You have your created purpose. You were created to worship God. You were created to worship God. That is your purpose number one. And purpose number two, after your created purpose, you have your missional purpose. And this mission is to make disciples. And then three, you have your unique purpose in life. Because God has given you something special. God has given you something unique. The talents and the gifts that He has given you, He has only given you. Be you. Use your gifts. Do what God has called you to do. The problem is, amen. The problem is that we want to discover purpose number three before we discover one and two. Right? We like to skip over that. We forget that our created purpose is to worship God. And our missional purpose is to make disciples. And here we are saying, God, me, me, me. And God is saying, I want to use you, you, you. But when we get things out of order, we can sometimes be on an endless search for our purpose in life when God has already given us that purpose in His Word. And I think if we discover number one and two, we can discover number three. As you have sent me into the world, I have sent them, is what Jesus says. So we have one vision, eternal life. We have one mission, to make disciples. And we have one message, that's number three. We have one message, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. I think y'all could get a little bit more excited about that. Come on. Number three. We have one message. Jesus saves. Is there a Bible verse that we can use to illustrate this? Does anybody have one? 3:16? Oh my goodness. That's the name of our church. Wow. Thank you, son. Give him a round of applause. He's a very smart 7-year-old boy. Says that's what our church is named after. 3:16. Why are we 3:16 church? Because God has given us a vision for eternal life. We want to see the lives of people change. We want to see transformation happen in our city. We want to see people experience eternal life. That is our vision. Our mission is to make disciples, and the message that we carry. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have what? Eternal life. You realize that our message talks about our vision. It talks about our mission. This is who we are. And I will unapologetically stand here today and stand here tomorrow and stand here next week proclaiming the life transformation that Jesus gives. That John 3:16 is true. That salvation exists in Jesus alone. That whoever believes in Him shall not perish. Whoever, that's indiscriminate. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what you've done before. But I will unapologetically stand here and point you to the gospel of Jesus every chance that I get. You know, I love the Bible. I mean, there's so much in the Word. I mean, when I was going through seminary, my master's degree, and I was studying all these things. I was studying apologetics, and I'm just studying the New Testament, the Old Testament, Greek and Hebrew. I mean, the Word of God comes alive. The Word of God is endless, and there's so much to discover. But I'll unapologetically talk about the theme of Scripture every chance I get. You see, the theme of Scripture is salvation through Jesus Christ. This is the message that we live for. I'm going to ask you a question today. Because we have this one message, right? This message of hope. This message of love. This message of life. Have you noticed that the world doesn't always get it right? It's okay, you can laugh. Look around. Turn on the TV. Turn on the radio. Have you noticed that the world doesn't always get it right? that humans are imperfect? Have you noticed that people aren't always loving? Have you noticed that people aren't always truthful? Have you noticed that people aren't always right? They're not always perfect. Have you noticed that we need Jesus, who is perfect, who is loving, who is truthful, who gives us grace, who gives us hope, who calls us to be the light in the dark world? Have you noticed that this message is the only message that carries eternal life with it? Have you noticed? And so we here at 316 Church will preach the gospel message of Jesus to this broken world. We will preach the gospel message of Jesus everywhere that we go. We will live out the gospel message of Jesus, knowing we are saved by grace. We will live out the gospel message of Jesus, knowing that in this message, we can have eternal life with Him. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Earlier when I told you to envision your eternal life, can I tell you the day that you gave your life to Jesus, your eternal life already began. Can I tell you that? What does my eternal life look like? Well, I can imagine heaven. I can imagine all these things. But what does Scripture say? Let's go back to John 17:3. What does it say? Now this is eternal life, that they know you. How many of you want to know God more today than you did yesterday? This is eternal life, knowing God, communing with God, being with God. This is how we experience eternal life, and you can experience that eternal life starting today. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait till the day that you pass on. You can start experiencing your eternal life today. Would you stand with me today? Today, as we launch this series called One, I think that the most important thing for me to communicate, and yes, I over-communicate it, but I can't stop talking about the gospel. I can't stop talking about Jesus. You may have heard it before, but I'll always get excited about the gospel message of Jesus. I'll always remember what He pulled me out of. I'll always remember that there is transformation that happens in Jesus. So today, we're going to spend a few minutes praying, and I want you to think about your eternal life. How is it starting today? I want you to think about the vision for your life. I want you to think about God, what is it in my life that I'm not viewing through an eternal perspective? Maybe you want to ask yourself that question. God, what part of my life am I not viewing from your perspective, from an eternal perspective? Maybe it's a situation. Maybe it's a sickness. Maybe it's a relationship. You want to say, God, help me see things from your perspective.